SBS live streams and podcasts are supported by advertising.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.
Multa è Childhood Under Siege wa ktieb li jirrakkonta l-istorja ta' Margaret Staples bħala tifla Ingliża ta' 9 snin waqt it-tieni gwerra dinjija f'Malta. Linda Peake, it-tifla tagħha li toqgħod l-Awstralja, hija l-awtriċi tal-ktieb u kellimta bit-telefon minn Canberra dwar il-ktieb. Bdejt biex staqsejta x'ħajjara biex tikteb dan il-ktieb.
My mother always wanted to write a book about her experiences in Malta. She arrived there when she was 9 and left when she was a young woman of 15. So they were there for 6 years and it really had an impact on her life. And she always talked about writing a book, but she didn't. She died in 2018 and I went from Australia to England to help my sister for the funeral and to help my sister clear out her house. And I found lots of half-written stories and I found my grandfather's diary, which was a huge help for writing a book. People today don't keep diaries and I just don't know how they're going to write a book about our generation when all we leave them is a whole load of deleted emails. Anyway, there was the diary and some photographs and I came back to Australia and I said, I'm going to write a book. I'm going to write my mother's book. But then I put it off and for about 5 years. During COVID, I said, I'm definitely going to write it. This is an ideal time, and I didn't. And then on the 31st of December, the year before last, 2022, I said, as many people do, I made a New Year's resolution. I'm going to write this book. I'm going to start it tomorrow, and I will finish it this year. And I did start it on the 1st of January, and it took me 7 months to write.
Linda Peake tibda biex tgħidilna li omma dejjem riedet li tikteb dwar l-esperjenzi tagħha bħala tifla f'Malta. Hija waslet Malta meta kellha 9 snin u reġgħet lura mal-familja tagħha l-Ingilterra ta' 16-il sena. Mietet fis-sena 2018 u qatt ma rnexxiela tikteb dak li xtaqet. Meta Linda marret l-Ingilterra biex tgħin fl-arranġamenti tal-funeral t'omma u dbatta lid-dar, sabet ħafna stejjer nofsob miktuba u id-djarju ta' missiera li għena ħafna għal-ktieb. Sabet ukoll ħafna ritratti. Meta ġiet lura l-Awstralja bil-ħsieb li tikteb it-tifkir it-tomma, damet 5 snin sakemm fl-aħħar bdiet il-ktieb u spiċċatu f'7 xhur. Staqsejta mbagħad kellix f'moħħha diġà kif se tfassal il-ktieb qabel bdiet tikteb.
Yes, the first thing I did on the 1st of January last year was to put all the chapter headings, the ones that I knew, the air raid shelters, the rationing, the story of the rabbit, the story of the gun, the story of the king's visit, the story of the illustrious. And so I knew all the titles of the chapters, and that was how I started the framework of the book. And I just felt that I had to write this book because if I hadn't written it, it wouldn't have been written. It would have disappeared into the ether, which would have been very sad because I think today's generation, especially when we see what's happening in Gaza and Ukraine, today's generation need to know what their parents, grandparents, great-grandparents did in order to have the world that we take for granted. And they did suffer, and it was tough. And my mother often said to me, Hitler took my childhood. He stole it.
Let's start from the beginning. How did your grandfather ended up in Malta with your mother, of course, and the rest of the family?
So my grandfather was born in a modest family in the north of England, and he was born in 1900. His name was Herbert William Staples, but everyone called him Sam. And after at the end of the First World War, he was too young to join up in the First World War, but straight afterwards he joined the Royal Engineers. He was 19, it was 1919. And his first posting overseas was to Limerick, and there he met an Irish girl, but the relationship didn't last and he left and came back. And then he had a posting to Turkey, and then my grandmother was born in Ireland and they met up again. And so the first third of my book is about where each of my grandparents grew up, how they met and married, about and produced five children in less than 5 years. And their first overseas posting once they were married was to Hong Kong. So they went there with five small children. And then after Hong Kong, they came back to England, to Darlington in the north of England. And in January 1939, my grandfather was posted to Malta. And they set off on a cold and wet day in Darlington to Portsmouth and boarded the ship and went to Malta. And when they arrived, they thought they were in paradise because they could swim every day. It was sunny. The people were friendly. They thought that it was like a never-ending beach holiday. And then my mother at the time was 9. She had two older brothers, aged 10 and 11, and twin sisters, aged 7. Before the year ended, World War II started, and then everything changed.
Linda Peake, l-awtriċi ta' Malta, A Childhood Under Siege, tgħidilna li diġà kellha f'moħħha kif ridet tqassam il-ktieb qabel bdiet tikteb. Komplittejt li missiera twielet fin-naħa ta' fuq ta' l-Ingilterra fl-1900. Fl-1919 ingħaqad mar Royal Engineers u l-ewwel kapitlu tal-ktieb jirrakkonta fejn kibru in-nanni tagħha, fejn iltaqgħu u iżżewġu u kellhom 5 tfal fosthom omma. Fl-1939 in-nanni tagħha flimkien mal-familja spiċċaw Malta. Meta waslu hemmhekk ħassewhom fil-ġenna b'temp sabiħ, il-baħar u s-sema blu u il-Maltin li laqgħuhom. Omma kellha 9 snin u ħut omma kienu żewġ subien ta' 10 u 11 sena u żewġ ħuta bniet tewmin. Qabel spiċċat is-sena bdiet it-tieni gwerra dinjija u l-ħajja tan-nanni tagħha flimkien ma' omma u ħuta inbidlet ta' taħt fuq. Staqsejt imbagħad kellix tagħmel xi riċerka dwar ċerti fatti storiċi.
Yes, look, it's not a history book. It's if you want a history book, you know, there are plenty of history books on Malta. It's from a child's point of view, but I did a lot of research and I got in touch with the Malta archives. I had to fill out many of the stories with research and a little imagination to imagine the dialogue when there's dialogue in the book.
And what part of Malta did they live?
They lived in Floriana. They were surrounded by military installations, which meant that the bombing was very heavy where they lived. For part of the war, they moved to the St. Andrew's Barracks when the bombing was really heavy in Floriana, and then they moved back to the house. So they lived in a house called Maison Notre Dame, which is still there in Floriana. It's now office building. When the bombing was really bad, my grandfather came home from work one day and said to my grandmother, "The last of the families are going to leave on a ship next week. I really think you should go with the five children." And my grandmother said, I don't know whether she'd thought about it, but she came back immediately with her reply. She said, "No, if the Maltese can take it, we can take it, and we're staying." So they did stay, and that ship, which took some families away from the island, was sunk.
Dan il-ktieb mhux storja tal-gwerra f'Malta, imma aktar storja mill-perspettiva ta' tifla ta' 9 snin kif rat il-gwerra. Imma kien hemm partijiet mill-istorja li Linda kellha tinkludi fatti storiċi u għalhekk kellha tagħmel ċerta riċerka dwar seħħ fil-gwerra f'Malta flimkien ma' ftit immaġinazzjoni fejn jidħol ċertu dialogu. Il-familja tagħha kienu joqogħdu f'dar fil-Floriana li għadha hemm sal-lum u illum tintuża bħala uffiċini. Imbagħad marru joqogħdu St. Andrews. Tirrakkonta kif darba in-nannu ġi id-dar u qal lin-nanna li l-aħħar familji Ingliżi li kellhom iċ-ċans ħallu Malta kienu se jitilqu dal-waqtu ħajjara biex titlaq lura bit-tfal lejn l-Ingilterra. U in-nanna qaltlu li jekk il-Maltin jifilħu jilqgħu għal bombi jifilħu huma wkoll u baqgħet Malta. Il-vapur li kienu qegħdin jivvjaġġaw fuq u dawn il-familji spiċċa marra. Complete racconta aktar stejjer.
There's a chapter on Chiswick House School where she went and was very happy with her two sisters. There's a chapter on that. There's a chapter on the Boy Scouts because both my uncles were in the Boy Scouts. My grandfather was very involved. He designed the Scout headquarters after the old one was flattened by a bomb. And there's a story about Ems in Cremona. My grandfather was garrison engineer. He was a major in the Royal Engineers. And when he got to Malta and they knew war was about to start, they said, there are some tunnels under Floriana. We already have been turning them into a kind of an air raid shelter, but we would like to turn them into a headquarters for the Allied forces to run the war, because everything up on the surface is a target for being bombed. So he designed and supervised the building of the Lascaris war rooms. One day he was supervising a guy who was painting. And my grandfather said to him, well, you're doing a very good job of that. What do you normally do? And he said, well, I am a painter. And he said, well, what things do you normally paint? He said, people and landscapes. And his name was Emden Cremona. But he wasn't famous then. And so my grandfather recognized his talent and got him a job at the Manuel Theatre. And he was so grateful to my grandfather for this. He said, I'd like to paint a portrait of someone in your family. And so he painted my mother. And the painting is on the inside of cover of my book. And the painting hangs in my dining room.
Fil-ktieb hemm kapitlu dwar l-iskola fejn marret Margaret Huta. Kapitlu dwar il-Boy Scouts f'Malta għaliex is-subien ħut omma kienu jattendu il-Boy Scouts u missierhom kien involut ukoll u iddisinja l-kwartieri ġodda tal-Boy Scouts wara dawk li kien hemm qabel inqerdu mill-gwerra. Fil-ktieb insibu storja ħelwa dwar l-artist Envin Cremona. Meta in-nannu ta' Linda wasal Malta u kienu jafu li se tibda l-gwerra, kien hemm xi mini taħt il-Floriana u diġà kienu bidluhom f'shelters tal-gwerra. Imma rridu jibdluhom bħala kwartieri għal forzi alleati minn fejn setgħu jorganizzaw ruhom għall-gwerra. In-nannu ta' Linda iddisinja u kien inkarigat mill-bini tal-kmamar tal-gwerra ta' Lascaris. Darba waqt li kien hemm jara persuna taħdem xogħol tajjeb ħafna u staqsieh x'kien jagħmel bħala xogħol. Huwa qallu li kien artist ipitter nies u veduti. Dan kien Envin Cremona qabel sar magħruf għax-xogħol artistiku tiegħu. In-nannu ara fit-talenti ta' Envin Cremona u sablu xogħol fit-Teatru Manuel. Envin Cremona tant kien grat lejh li riet iroddlu ħajr billi ipinġi lil xi ħadd tal-familja tiegħu. Pinġa ritratt ta' om Linda bħala tifla. Dan il-kwadru jinsab fil-ktieb u l-oriġinal għadu fis-salott tal-Linda stess.